Good morning and welcome to Catholic Education Plus on KDK Radio. I'm Father Tom Burke, pastor of St. Joachim and Ann Parish, which serves the communities of Elizabeth, Forward, Glassport, Lincoln, Liberty, and Portview. As the Eucharistic pilgrimage came through Pittsburgh earlier this summer, thousands of people traveled the hills and valleys of our wonderful diocese following the Eucharist Jesus. It was a life-changing moment for many, especially our youth and our families, and some of them are joining us here in studio this morning, and we can't wait to share their experiences with you. But before we begin, I want to give a big thank you to our generous sponsors of our program, Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. For months this summer, our nation has walked publicly with our Lord, and thousands encountered him personally as they did 2,000 years ago. The journey culminated with the National Eucharistic Congress, which was held in Indianapolis, the first of its kind in decades. But the revival began with Jesus in our streets and our parishes, in the hearts of all those who came to seek him out before the Congress started. There were masses, there were processions, adoration, praise, and the turnout was beyond expectation. Joining us this morning is Patty Seaman. She is the outreach director of St. Augustine Parish, which is in the upper western Beaver part of the Diocese of Pittsburgh, which includes the areas of Beaver Falls, Chippewa, Midland, Darlington, and Industry. Patty, good morning and welcome to Catholic Education Plus.
Good morning, Father. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming down from the upper Beaver Valley area. And with me also this morning in studio is our 16-year-old Jalen Campbell, who participated in the pilgrimage locally. Jalen, welcome this morning to Catholic Education Plus.
Good morning, Father. Thank you for having me.
And you make your radio debut this morning. How about that? Now, to say that this was a monumental undertaking would be definitely an understatement. There was months of planning went into the planning of this local Eucharistic pilgrimage and procession. It's just amazing. Now, Patty, you expected a big turnout from St. Augustine Parish, but this was way beyond all the odds. Tell us a little bit about that. How did that go?
So I think in the planning stages, we had an idea in our minds of what might happen, but we had no idea what it would actually turn into. And one of the biggest surprises for me personally was walking into church at St. Blaise in Midland and seeing the church basically full at 7 o'clock on a Monday morning, like blown away. So it brought tears to my eyes, and just gave me so much encouragement that people from around the diocese, as well as McKean, PA, Erie, PA, Buffalo, New York, like I was getting messages from all those areas coming down to this mass. And like I said, that was like a really big highlight for me personally, especially in the work that I do. We didn't know like what we would be starting with, but we had at least 300 people at mass, if not 350. And we actually started the procession with 250 thereabouts. So that first leg was actually one of the hardest, because shout out to all the police and the state police. They had to reroute traffic. They had to guide us down the street through Midland. And they did just a fantastic job, but it was slow going. So it took a while, and we got a little backed up on our timetable. But what was amazing was how much we started with, and then how much gathered along the way. It just kept building and building. And at some point, we looked around, and we really lost count. I mean, it could have been like over 400. I have no idea. What was amazing, too, was even at the end, I think we finished with about 125 after 17 and a half miles. So that was influx of different parishes. But, it far exceeded expectations. I thought we might finish with 50, and that's sort of what we planned for food on. And then we had to kind of reevaluate throughout the day and make adjustments. So
now how many months of planning did you have to do all this?
I would say roughly two.
Wow.
So Father and I kind of met and had an idea, Father Schreck.
Your pastor, Father right. Schreck, yep.
And we just kind of went back and forth on the route. How do we want to do this? And pretty quickly became apparent, we're like, wait a minute, we can really bring everybody in.
That's awesome.
And so the idea was that each leg was actually led by a different parish in Beaver County. So we were processing with Jesus through Beaver County, but including all the different parishes, not just our own, even though we were asked to do it. So, everybody got on board right away. And
that's great.
It was amazing.
A lot of communication, like you said, the police, and, directing traffic, helping with the flow. It was like almost like a big parade. Incredible. Now, Jalen Campbell, you are from the parish, and Patty tells us your family is very active in your parish. Tell us about yourself and what it means to participate in this wonderful event.
So yes, I'm 16 years old. And I just finished my sophomore year in high school. And I'm homeschooled, which means that I can have a lot of flexibility to do things in the church that, your average high schooler wouldn't be able to do. My family likes to make mass at least 3 times a week. We go to adoration, on Friday mornings, and we really try to be active in the church, activities. The procession was just beautiful, really indescribable almost. It was difficult, definitely, but I think that really made it all the better for me, honestly. Like, there were times where we were just so hot and tired, but we still got down on the dirt, in the pavement, and kneeled before our Lord in the sacrament, and it was painful, but we got up, brushed the ground off of our knees, and kept walking, and it was just really beautiful for me to be a witness in that moment.
That is great. So you go to Mass 3 times a week with your family and participate in adoration too. I always tell people Eucharistic adoration is a form of prayer. And of course, as a Catholic, the Eucharist is the center of our Catholic faith. And I have Eucharistic adoration every Saturday morning at my parish for 1 full hour. And I tell people it's that quiet time. You're talking to the Lord. We need to take a time out. You just deplug from the busyness and the chaos of the world, and it's just you and God right there. And prayer is a form of a communication with God, but it's also just listening and reflecting. So, Jalen, can you tell our listeners, when you go to church or you go to adoration and you take that time out, how does that make you feel spiritually?
Spiritually, it's renewing and refreshing. Just being able to be in the presence of the Lord. And even if I'm not necessarily reciting prayers or doing anything specifically, such as reading my Bible, just acknowledging the Lord's presence and just letting Him fill me with His love and grace. It's a wonderful experience.
Good for you. I want to bring Patty back in. Describe your role as outreach director at St. Augustine Parish. What is your main responsibility?
So Father calls me, I believe it's Crazy Christian Adventure Lady. And there, it sort of encompasses basically any crazy, amazing, wonderful thing we want to do for Jesus. And I'm pretty much on board with whatever He asks me to do. Sometimes I wonder what I got myself into, but when there's days like this procession, it really, there's just like a culmination of all that work. And there's just so much fulfillment, understanding that I had this part to play in helping all these people encounter Jesus in a substantial way. So that's...
Your fruits of labor then definitely grow, so to speak. And Jalen, talking to you as a 16-year-old youth, it really makes me very hopeful for our church. And oftentimes you hear a lot of people say, oh, the youth are not interested in coming to Mass or going to Eucharistic adoration or going to youth ministry. Any of the parents or grandparents listening this morning, or even our youth who might be up this bright and early, tell our listeners about why your faith has blossomed and grown to having such a good, close connection with your faith.
Mostly just being receptive to what the Lord has in store for me. Just in listening and waiting for His voice.
Powerful, huh?
It's very powerful, yes. Even in the waiting periods, just being there for Him and making myself a vessel for what He has in store for me. It really pushes me and motivates me to continue growing my spiritual life. So
good for you. That is great. Well, you are definitely a shining star, and I'm really impressed with you being here this morning. And Patty, for what you do, the outreach director there at St. Augustine's, you're in the northern tier of the diocese, and I'm all the way at the bottom in the southern tier, so north and south meet here this morning. Yep. And what a fantastic summer it has been with this Eucharistic pilgrimage. I know Bishop Aldershide, Bishop Zubik, really put a lot of work into this, and all the connecting parts going through, bringing the Eucharist procession and pilgrimage and the wonderful convention in Indianapolis. It's just been a wonderful, wonderful summer, and hard to believe now we're now in the middle of August, and school will be starting up now in a couple weeks, and back to Labor Day will be coming up approaching, and here we are. So thanks for both of you for being mm-hmm. with us this morning.
Yeah, I really want to say thank you to Bishop Aldershide and Sister Rose. They really cleared the way to be able to have all these things happen
Absolutely.
In our diocese. So.
We got lots more to talk about. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Catholic Education Plus with Father Tom Burke here on KDK Radio. And welcome back to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke, pastor of St. Joachim and Ann Parish, and we are continuing a spirited field discussion on the National Eucharistic Procession that has made its way through Pittsburgh this summer, and as it journeyed all the way out to Indianapolis, Indiana, at the National Eucharistic Congress. And this is the first of a revival in the streets and the hearts of our parishioners and in the churches over the summer as Jesus was processed onto our highways and byways. But before we begin this second segment, I want to give a big shout out to our generous sponsors of this program, Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. This was a revival geared towards all, but in a special way, it ignited a flame in the hearts of young people who are hungry for Jesus and on fire for our Lord. I want to bring in our next two guests into studio who participated in the Eucharistic pilgrimage over the summer that made its way through Pittsburgh. Marianne Schweitzer is a religion teacher at North Catholic High School in Cranberry Township, and she is also the confirmation director of St. Augustine Parish up there in the northern tier of Beaver County. And Adam Schweitzer is also here. Adam is an eighth grade student at St. Killian School in Cranberry Township. So Marianne and Adam, welcome this morning to Catholic Education Plus.
Thank you, Father Tom, for having us.
Thanks for coming in bright and early. Marianne, let's begin with you. You teach confirmation prep at St. Augustine, and you participated in the local Eucharistic pilgrimage that was held over the summer. So you saw firsthand the families from your parish come out, and we heard about with Jalen earlier. What was this like for you to see everyone come in over the summer for this at your parish?
Oh, it was just absolutely amazing. It was so absolutely refreshing to see so many great families come together for Jesus. Just a great reminder and witness to my children that, you know, our faith is so very important to us. It needs to be number one. And to surround ourselves with other Catholic families who feel the same way, who have the same morals and values, is just absolutely priceless to be a part of, to just see. It just, that energy was definitely contagious that day. And as Patty mentioned, just walking into the church at 7 a.m.
and on a Monday.
On a Monday, just being packed really shows and gives way to the dedication of the faith in our families.
You walk in the church and boom, it's like, whoa, I'm not alone.
Yeah.
It's like, whoa, that's great. And you teach confirmation prep, so that's majority is eighth grade or eighth and ninth graders.
Seventh and eighth,
middle school. And your son is going to be in eighth grade this year.
Yes.
So that must be, as a teacher, but also as a mom, too, to be very heartwarming to see.
Very much
families all interacting like that.
Yes, very much so. Just very powerful, you know, and to understand that, you know, this also wouldn't have happened if it wasn't for our pastor and our parochial vicar to really bring this together. They just really lead our people in so many good ways.
A lot of hard work putting that together. Yeah. Now I want to bring your son, Adam. Tell us a little bit about yourself. And you're pretty active at your parish at St. Augustine.
Yes. Eighth grade student at St. Killian. I participate in the Mass, during altar serving, serving. I'm part of the mission trip that we do every summer called Love Your Neighbor. So I do that with my brother. Then my younger sister is actually in the junior missionaries program that's affiliated with that. But it's just...
Isn't that the whole family part of this?
Yeah, it's a fun time.
Now, you were part of the Eucharistic procession, but you had some extraordinary roles. What,
yes,
tell
I was,
about that.
I was able to lead the procession with Sister Mary Fatima, and that was just awesome to see how it affected different people, because like whether they were just in the car on the side of the road driving by or in their yard that we walked by or just looking through the window, it was just nice to see how our work, how what we were doing can affect people who may not have experienced Christ in their life. And it was just awesome to lead the event and to see the event and be part of it to help others experience Christ.
How far did you walk?
I did the first leg, which was about 2.5 miles.
Wow, that's good. So you were at the beginning of the procession. You were kind of like the Grand Marshal.
Yeah.
Parade, right?
Yeah.
Now, when you were going through all the towns there and you see the people on the sides looking out their window or standing, that must have been pretty awesome experience to see.
For
that.
Sure. You're for sure. It was, I just felt like I was doing my part to do God's work, just to see, like I said, how it affected other people. And there's obviously people who don't, haven't accepted Christ yet. And to see that something that I'm doing, something that I'm leading, can affect that person and get them to experience Christ. I'm just doing my part to do God's work.
Now, I, as a pastor, been ordained 23 years. I often hear, Father Tom, we need to get our youth and young adults back to church. We need to get our young families back to church. And seeing you guys here this morning and talking about being active in your parish and participating in all the different activities in this Eucharistic conference, for our listeners listening this morning, I want to have both of you answer this. How can you, as a testament of faith participating, what would you suggest for people who might be kind of like on the fence or kind of feeling wishy-washy or hesitant about coming to church or getting active in the parish? Marianne, I'll start with you.
Just to, first of all, be authentic, to be themselves in where they are in their life, but to run to the sacraments, to run to confession, to get a fresh start in their life, to start over. You know, we don't get that much opportunity to do that anymore, but to accept those graces that can come from confession, get to Mass, to surround yourself with other families that love Jesus, you know, Jesus people, right? Surround Jesus yourself people, with Jesus people. Receive Jesus in the Eucharist, because that strength is absolutely incredible and so necessary for daily life. But not to give up, you know, just to persevere, to recognize that everybody goes through dry times, and just to continue and push themselves to be real in their prayer, to be honest in their prayer, because Jesus knows us better than we know ourselves. So just to have real conversations and to ask for his help to ignite that fire in our hearts again.
Adam, what would you suggest for your peers, 7th and 8th grader, middle school students?
Praying the rosary, going to confession, just being active in the church, because that will really open your eyes and open your heart to Jesus and to see what it's all about and how Jesus can love you and the love that he has for you, how to really experience that. And I think that going to confession, praying the rosary, going to Mass, just reading the Bible even, can just really open your heart to Jesus. And especially like the stories in the Bible, like the parables, and also like Jesus calming the storm. That just shows the love that he has for us and the power that he has, and that he can open our hearts to love us and know and have that kind of love for us and reassure us that we are loved and we are wanted and God loves us.
There's a famous saying, a family that prays together, we stay together. And I honestly believe that. And you have to practice. You practice sports, you practice singing, artistic talents. Just like anything in life, the more time and effort you put into something, the more you'll get out of it. And we need to practice our faith, too.
100%.
So going to Mass, participating in parish activities, coming together and praying as a family, the more time and effort you put into something, definitely will get out. So, yeah. Marianne and Adam Schweitzer, thank you for being with us here this morning on KDK Radio.
Thank you, Father.
We'll take a break. You're listening to Catholic Education Plus with Father Tom Burke here on KDK Radio. This week in our Plus segment, we are featuring the 19th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and now we are in the dog days of summer, right smack dab in the middle of August, coming towards the home stretch of the summer season, getting ready for back to school. This weekend, how providential, we just talked about the Eucharistic pilgrimage, that this Sunday's gospel is John's gospel, what we call the Bread of Life discourse. And Jesus makes known his divinity and his authority. He is the bread of life, and he believes in what he teaches is what we have eternal life and we will live forever. Every time that we receive the Eucharist, we are receiving Christ. He feeds us. He nourishes us. And when we are fed with his bread of life, we are strengthened to do God's work in this world. And as we heard about the Eucharistic pilgrimage and taking that time out for prayer and getting active in your parish and making some time for a time out, when we receive Holy Communion, Mass means Thanksgiving. We are fed. We are fed and nourished. And it's kind of like taking that multivitamin. The Eucharist nourishes us and feeds us, guides us, and gives us strength. So let's reflect on the gospel today, the bread of life discourse, the Eucharist, the center of our faith. And Christ will nourish us and feed us and strengthen us. Thank you for listening to Catholic Education Plus. I want to thank our sponsors, Sam and Judy Spanos and the Diocese of Pittsburgh. We'll be back in 2 weeks. I'm Father Tom Burke here on KDK Radio.